Welcome to the deep dive. If you feel like the world of AI has been, I don't know, accelerating faster than a rocket taking off, you are absolutely right.
Oh, completely.
But as we close out 2025, the speed of progress isn't just about building bigger, smarter models anymore. It's about two massive forces converging, accessibility and action.
Exactly. Our source material today, which is anchored around this big end-of-year review, AI 2026, the dawn of the agentic ecosystem, it shows that this convergence is the key shift.
Okay.
We're seeing these aggressive price wars making professional tools affordable for pretty much everyone. And you have new hyper-efficient models that are just smashing the hardware barrier.
Our mission in this deep dive is, well, it's straightforward. We need to quickly extract the core knowledge from these sources to really understand the defining shifts that are going to shape the coming year.
For sure.
We're going from market strategy through the technical breakthroughs right up to the new generation of AI capability.
And the material really highlights a critical transition for you, the user. AI is moving from being this, you know, specialized tool mainly for engineers to becoming an essential, ubiquitous service.
Something that's just integrated into everyday life and business.
That's it.
Okay, let's unpack this then. How is AI making that massive leap into our workflows? And what does the shift from models that just chat to models that can actually act and reason what the sources are calling the agentic future? What does that mean for your productivity? So let's start with the market dynamics, specifically the one thing that impacts everyone, money.
Right.
The competition among the major AI developers has gone from, I say, heated to truly aggressive. Mm-hmm. And it's showing up as a full-blown price war for user acquisition.
It is. And this is a high-stakes strategic game of ecosystem lock-in. When we look at these pricing moves, we have to remember it's not some short-term bid for profit.
No.
It's an investment in retaining you as a customer for like the next 5 years.
And the prime example the sources cite is Google's, I mean, truly rare and aggressive end-of-year maneuver.
Mm-hmm. They are offering a whopping 50% discount on annual subscriptions for Google AI Pro when it's bundled with Google One. That level of price slashing is a huge statement, right? It just screams urgency.
Absolutely, especially when you look at what's in that discounted plan.
It's not just a fast chatbot. You get access to the advanced Gemini 3 Pro models, dedicated deep research tools for complex data analysis, and a massive 2 terabytes of cloud storage.
So it's a whole professional work suite.
It is.
So if that's their product, why are they willing to just have the price? It seems almost, I don't know, unsustainable.
Well, the analysis suggests this is a classic land grab strategy. The 50% price cut is specifically targeted at encouraging free users to, you know, jump the fence.
Get them on the pro tier now.
Get them on the pro tier now. The whole goal is to lock you into their AI ecosystem before the calendar flips.
Because once you start managing your data, your analysis, your files within Google's workflow,
switching to a competitor becomes exponentially harder later on. The cost of moving is huge.
But I wonder, if user lock-in is the goal, is there a risk of these companies creating walled gardens that actually stifle innovation for these users they just acquired?
That's the tension of the market, yeah.
Yeah.
But for the moment, the competition is just so fierce they have to keep sweetening the deal.
Yeah.
And this trend isn't just confined to the big tech giants either.
Right.
Reports from SellEyeTool show a surge in what they call community discounts. We're seeing massive flash sales, special bundles through niche AI communities for everything.
So like writing assistants, marketing tools.
Writing assistants, graphic generation models, specialized marketing utilities, you name it.
So the net result of all this intense competition is, I mean, undeniably good for you, the listener. Yeah. The economic barrier to entry for professional-grade AI tools is just crumbling. Access to advanced models is cheaper than it has ever been.
And while the big companies are fighting it out for cloud dominance with these price cuts, the open source community is changing the game entirely on the local hardware front.
Yeah.
Which brings us to our second section, the hardware revolution, where AI is basically learning how to do more with less.
This part is truly fascinating because the traditional rule was always powerful AI equals expensive server racks.
Right, either in the cloud or, you know, in your basement.
But the sources highlight a true game changer. This new open source model called AlpiCore.
AlpiCore is a 32 billion parameter model, a 32B model. And just to give that number some scale, 32 billion parameters means it's one of the largest, most complex models outside of the proprietary giants.
And historically, running something that massive would require huge, dedicated hardware that most people just don't have.
Exactly.
So why is this model such a breakthrough for, say, the average person who maybe has a decent gaming PC or a powerful laptop?
The innovation is really in its design, specifically a technique called 4-bit quantization.
Okay, what's that?
Think of it like this. Normally, AI models use very high data resolution, maybe 16 bits, to represent every piece of information. That takes up a huge amount of digital space and processing power.
So it's heavy.
It's very heavy. 4-bit quantization is like smartly lowering that data resolution down to 4 bits.
So it's like compressing a massive high-res image without losing the core details.
That's the perfect analogy.
Yeah.
You are sacrificing almost no reasoning quality, but the memory footprint and the computational requirements just drop dramatically.
Uh-huh.
This design allows AlpiCore to run surprisingly efficiently on weaker, more consumer-grade GPUs.
So you no longer need an expensive, dedicated H100 server just to use an advanced reasoning model. You can run high-end AI on your current machine.
That's it.
That immediately lowers the hardware barrier for advanced AI from, you know, thousands of dollars to something you can achieve just by owning a modern computer.
And the amazing part is the performance doesn't suffer.
Right.
Far from it. The material notes this model boasts a massive 65,000 Pathentry token context window.
So in human terms, what does that mean? The context window is like its working memory.
Exactly. And 65,000 tokens gives it enough memory to analyze and reference about 10 full-length ELFs simultaneously.
Wow.
Or an entire year's worth of dense research reports, all in a single go.
That scope is incredible for complex tasks. It means you can feed it massive organizational documents or dense data packs without having to manually summarize anything first.
And this capacity, combined with its 4-bit efficiency and its full compatibility with open source APIs, it makes AlpiCore one of the most significant open source reasoning models of the year.
And if you can run these complex models locally, your dependence on the big tech cloud services we just talked about,
it suddenly decreases. Freedom and accessibility are winning on two fronts now.
Hmm.
Okay, so moving from accessibility to just sheer capability, let's look at two specific areas where models are just leaping past previous benchmarks.
Yeah.
Performance in professional fields and critical real-world applications.
This is where we see the ceiling of AI capability really start to shatter. Let's talk about Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.5. Well, a stunning new precedent.
The specific finding is startling. In internal testing, Claude Opus 4.5 managed to outperform all human engineers who took part in specific, highly defined engineering tests.
To outperform all of them?
All of them.
That's more than just an assistant. That's a fundamental shift in expertise. I mean, when we say an AI model is a superior problem solver in a professional context, what does that practically mean for the field of engineering?
It forces a reevaluation of where expert status truly resides. It signals a profound shift where models are no longer just, you know, supporting human workers.
Mm-hmm.
They're evolving into experts with record-setting problem-solving capabilities in these defined areas.
So the job changes.
The job might rapidly shift from solving the problem to simply framing the complex problem for the AI agent, verifying the output, and integrating that solution into the real world. The knowledge base is shifting from human experience to model output.
That's a weighty idea. We've seen those powerful proprietary breakthroughs, but these models also need to be integrated into essential infrastructure. So let's pivot to a crucial, completely different frontier: crisis tech and public safety.
Absolutely. The push for performance isn't just about spreadsheets and code. It's about saving lives. And the new public safety tool, CrowdSynthetic, is a great example of models moving off the internet and into essential applications where reliability is non-negotiable.
Tell us what this tool is designed to do.
CrowdSynthetic is built for critical data analysis during large events or emergencies. It does three vital tasks in real time. It predicts crowd density, it generates clear heat maps to instantly visualize movement patterns, and it analyzes potential risks.
Like stampede formation or bottlenecks.
Exactly.
In a disaster scenario or at a massive public event, those are priceless capabilities for organizers and first responders.
But the truly crucial feature here, the one that makes it a breakthrough for crisis management and links back to our whole discussion on local compute, is that CrowdSynthetic runs entirely without the need for the cloud.
Okay, why is that offline capability so critical for safety?
Because in a crisis, network connectivity is often the first thing to go.
Right.
Cell towers can get overloaded, fiber lines can be damaged, power outages can make centralized cloud services just unreachable. So if your life-saving analysis tool depends on a signal, it goes dark precisely when you need it most.
So by running locally?
By running locally, the system guarantees that vital life-saving information stays accessible and operational. It ensures security and stability when all the other infrastructure fails.
So, okay, we've covered aggressive discounts, models running on consumer hardware, and AI achieving expert-level performance that, in some cases, surpasses human capabilities. We've seen a massive surge in both power and accessibility.
And all these converging trends, they lead directly into the official forecasts. Google's annual report highlighted the major advancements of 2025 in multimodal models and scientific tools. But their primary focus for the coming year, for 2026, is explicitly defined.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about AI agents and foundational reasoning models.
This is the core transition for the listener to grasp, I think, because this is where the AI moves from being a helpful program to a genuinely autonomous tool in your life. We are moving away from the paradigm of the chatbot.
That's exactly right. Think of the chatbot as having the memory of a goldfish. You ask it to summarize a document, it does it. You ask it the next day, and it doesn't remember the document. It doesn't remember your preferences.
You have to prompt it for every single step.
Every single step. But the agent is different.
How so?
The agent is more like a skilled personal assistant. The distinction is moving from models that just talk to agents that can act and reason on behalf of the user. An agent can maintain state. It remembers what you told it yesterday and what tools it used.
So it has memory.
It has memory, and it can break down complex goals, use multiple tools autonomously, and execute multi-step processes from a single high-level instruction.
Okay, give us an expanded example.
Let's take that email workflow. You give the agent one instruction. Handle all communication regarding the Smith Project deliverables.
Okay.
The agent doesn't just summarize the latest email. It reads that email, understands the missing deliverable, cross-references that against your local database of contracts, identifies the necessary data points, drafts a reply to the Smith team using your defined tone.
And sends it.
Sends the reply, and then schedules a follow-up meeting in your calendar for next week to ensure the task is closed, all from one single high-level goal.
That level of autonomy changes everything. And that is why the breakthroughs we just discussed, the ability to run complex models like AlpiCore locally, the low price for client access, the expert level performance, they're all foundational to making this agentic future possible.
Exactly. Based on the synthesis of these shifts across market, capability, and hardware, the sources outline five key trends that will absolutely define 2026.
Let's give them the weight they deserve. First up,
ubiquitous AI agents. They will integrate deeply into our workflows, automating complex tasks everywhere from finance to scheduling. They're moving way beyond simple chat.
Second, we'll see a massive reasoning explosion. Models that actively think and plan before they speak or act, leveraging that problem-solving capability we saw with Claude 4.5, that will become the industry standard.
Third is accelerating low compute growth. Thanks to breakthroughs like AlpiCore and 4-bit quantization, powerful, lightweight models running on everyday devices, your laptop, your phone, they'll gain massive popularity. It's decentralizing AI power.
Fourth, expect the intense price competition to continue. That discount war we saw with Google's 50% cut will not slow down.
No way. Rivals will desperately try to capture and lock users into their ecosystems, which just means more benefits for you, the consumer.
And finally, number five.
The maturity of crisis management AI. Tools for security and real-time data analysis like CrowdSynthetic with its vital offline capability will enter a new phase of maturity. They'll become essential parts of public and critical infrastructure globally.
So what does all of this mean for you as we head into the new year? The conclusion drawn from these sources is, I think, very clear. 2026 promises to be the year where these previously niche, powerful new models achieve genuine mass adoption.
This convergence. You have huge discounts making professional cloud tools accessible, coupled with hyper-efficient models lowering the hardware barrier for local use. It means AI is truly moving out of the lab and into your daily life.
Into your business, into our critical infrastructure, like never before.
And the competition is fierce. The technology is adapting at an incredible pace, and as the sources pointed out, that is genuinely the best news for you, the user. The power and the accessibility are increasing at the same time.
Let's leave you with one final thought to consider, building on the performance breakthroughs we discussed. If these highly specialized models, like Claude Opus 4.5, are already outperforming human engineers in specific engineering tests, how quickly will the definition of an expert change in other professional fields like law or medicine or financial analysis? And maybe more importantly, what entirely new human roles will emerge, focused solely on managing, instructing, and verifying the multi-step work of these increasingly advanced autonomous agents?
The expertise is shifting.
And the roles have to shift with it.